welcome to the Entertainment Docket. I am your for the week of, I almost forgot, it's the week of Thanksgiving. Good Lord.
Unbelievable. November 25th.
I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and slightly freezing Melissa Hansen.
Yeah, it's damn cold. Okay, so last week I talked about, literally a week ago.
Yeah.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
In Dallas, which is crazy. It was like for a day.
Yeah.
You know, it was a weird day. But anyhow, we actually lucked out because it's only 34 in Texas today.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, other places in Texas actually had some bad freezing rain and stuff because it was a little cooler. But Dallas, we're 34, so we missed the freezing rain. Yeah. We just have regular rain. And 34 freaking degrees.
Well, all right. Up here in the northern wilds of New England, it's been in the teens with wind chills in the single digits.
Yeah. And see, I can't complain because we're not that cold.
Yeah.
But also, like, you guys weren't 80 degrees a week ago.
No. No, we did have six. We had,
you're ready for it.
We had one day of 60 last week, and yeah, that was enough to kind of spoil us to. But I mean, yeah, every trees were blowing down, power lines were going down. It was just,
yeah,
winds were 50 miles an hour. It was crazy.
Kind of, yeah, shocking to the system when you go from really nice to really cold.
Not fun.
No.
So, what was your weekend entertainment like?
Nothing too exciting.
No.
Well, the one thing is, it's not just this week. The past few weeks, we started watching Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Haven't seen it. You know, so going back, Netflixing through the episodes. We did the first season and then a couple episodes of the second season.
Okay.
So we've got quite a bit to go. And, of course, when the final season's out, hopefully we'll be caught up with
it. There you go.
And the, you know, DVD and streaming.
Right.
Watching it, and it's, yeah, it's as good as everybody says.
All right.
I don't have much to add because, like, everybody loves it. Everybody's on board with it. Like, you know?
Well, how different is Bryan Cranston in this than in other roles we've seen him?
Well, he's still an amazing actor.
Yeah.
But it's very, obviously very different role once he gets into it.
Okay.
From, you know, Malcolm's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as it goes, and it, I mean, he's already started the character changing.
Yeah.
Shall we say, getting into some situations. Uh-huh. So, and I know by the end, it'll he'll be even more intense.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I am.
You had an exciting week, obviously.
Yeah, I am still trying to catch up on sleep because we opened the first of my three Christmas shows I'm doing back to back to back. So we had a good opening week. It's been a long week, though, because
we had opened this, I will point out, before Thanksgiving even arrived.
Yes, because the Players Ring is then doing their annual version of Christmas Carol right after. The day we close, they bring in the set for Christmas Carol. And
okay.
And they open on Thursday.
So they're trying to fit two Christmassy things in.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
And this has worked out very well. It's a small theater. It seats maybe 75 at most. Very quaint, but it's a small show. It's a musical. It's based on The Gift of the Magi, which people are like, "What's that?" And I said, "Well, you remember Christmas Eve on Sesame Street?"
What do you mean, "What's that?"
There are people who don't know the story of The Gift of the Magi.
What's that?
Uh-huh. So I have to explain it to them. You know, did you ever see Ernie and Bert selling their possessions for each other? Yeah.
It's a phrase in the English vernacular.
I know.
It's one of the most common allusions.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow.
But I am playing the Mr. Hooper character in the story.
Okay.
Who is the shopkeeper that works with both of them.
Yeah, I think I talked over all. You were talking about Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, again, people know the story because they've seen it done, like even on Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah. It's
tons of other books and TV shows and movies. They've seen, you know, the play on it.
Yeah. And as our friend David Gutierrez said, this basically this story defines irony.
Yes.
You know. So if you're looking for a definition of irony, this story is it.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's that, and I haven't had much time. I did watch the latest episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which starts to, again, tease out a little bit more about what happened to Phil Coulson, because he's now trying to investigate what actually happened, and he's being shot down.
Okay. It disappeared from my Hulu queue.
Oh.
I got to go watch it.
Yeah.
Because I know it's, I know I haven't seen the past couple episodes, but they're not there.
Yeah.
So I have to remedy that situation.
Yeah, so I've got to see that. I've got to catch up with some more episodes of Sleepy Hollow because there's people starting to show up. Peter McNichol showed up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this past week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, in a nice role, which was very much a surprise that I didn't see coming.
Okay.
So that's worth seeing for that guest star. I have not seen the Doctor Who special yet. I'm going to the theater tonight after rehearsal to catch the 10 o'clock show.
Okay.
And I do have to say that everyone that I've run into has been very good about not spoiling anything.
So, good job, people.
Yep. Very respectful of that. So I'll be able to talk about that next week. But there were a lot of people who went to the theater this weekend to see something called Hunger Games.
What?
Yeah.
What is that of which you speak?
Is that like Gift of the Magi? People don't really know what that is.
Yeah, that's the thing. Nobody knows. Flipping. Oh, Henry, but they all know Hunger Games. All right, so the second one in the series, Catching Fire. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
100... 61 million.
And that's not global. That is domestic.
That's just domestic.
In comparison, Thor the Dark World has taken 3 weeks to get to $168 million.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that came in second with 14. Best Man Holiday, 12.5. Delivery Man, 8. Free Birds, 5.3.
Yeah. And Gravity is still in the theater making money. It's almost like $260-something million.
Yeah.
But So obviously this is a franchise that has some legs.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And there's only 3 books, correct?
There's 3 books, but they're making 4 movies.
The Harry Potter thing.
Yeah, the last book is going to be 2 movies.
All right. And they did that with Twilight too, didn't they?
Yeah. So, yeah, so there's 2 more that'll be coming out.
All right.
And that, but yeah, 161, it's a one, like, the title for biggest November opening.
Wow.
Like, ever.
Is this a cross-generational thing, or are these all kids going to see this?
No. Oh, no, like, all my friends are going.
Okay. All right.
Like, yeah, no, this is, yeah, kids, this is, like, younger women, teenage girls.
Okay.
But this is 50-year-old women, too, okay. Man.
Okay.
We're all about the cute little 20-year-old PETA, whatever.
I know nothing about the story beyond what I saw in the first film.
Yeah, this one is very, like, the first half is different, the second half is very similar to the first film.
So they go and they just try and kill each other again?
Yeah, they end up, spoiler alert, if nobody's read the darn book. But yeah, so the first one is, so they won the Hunger Games.
Yes.
But she completely pissed off the Capitol and the president.
Right, because now she's like this icon of freedom.
You know, she got one over on them.
Right.
So, but they can't just go, like, kill her.
Yeah.
Because that could start a revolt.
Okay.
Because everybody loves her and PETA and their storyline. Okay. So... anyhow, the first one, or the beginning of the second book is them, like, after they have to go on a tour of all the districts and, you know, be all famous and let everybody admire them, you know, and they've got to keep up, you know, whatever lies they've kind of told.
All right.
Already. And then, doom, 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 then we get the big, you know, earth-shattering.
Okay.
Change in how the games are played. All right. And then that's, like, the second half or whatever.
Got it.
Of the book, which is back to playing the games.
Okay.
So, yep.
All right. Well, that'll be around for a few weeks if you plan to go see that.
Weeks.
But there are 4 other movies that are opening on Wednesday this week, the pre-Thanksgiving. There's nothing that's going to open on Black Friday. They open everything on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Disney's Frozen, which is now being touted as their best film since Beauty and the Beast, which is saying a lot.
And that is saying a lot, and I will believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Because this does not seem even, yeah.
Yeah. Everything I've heard so far is very impressive.
There's nothing about this that impresses me except maybe like Josh Gad doing a voice.
Well, I was surprised by Tangled. I was surprised at how impressive Tangled was. So we shall see. Spike Lee's remake of the Korean film Old Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is starring Josh Brolin and Elizabeth Olsen. So if you're looking for crime drama action thriller.
Very there. And I wonder what's going to happen with the premieres and stuff of this.
since he's still in trouble all the time?
Well, he just checked himself into rehab.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, Josh Brolin, because he ended up, like, getting drunk and hitting somebody at, like, a taco stand with his car. Like,
it was on
like,
Halloween.
Yeah. Ago, and then he got like in a fight outside of Santa Monica Bar like the same night and like 2 weeks ago. So this past weekend he checked into rehab. So
have he and Diane split?
I don't know. Yeah, like three different times they have. At the moment, I'm not sure. Shit.
So he was in the running for the lead role in Jurassic Park right when all this shit happened. Mm-hmm. And now, all of a sudden, Universal has just shifted its focus to Chris Pratt from Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, they're nothing like each other.
No, completely different.
Like, really? That's your second choice?
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know. I'm either going to have steak tonight for dinner or McDonald's. I don't know.
Although, I guess Chris was pretty impressive in the, what was the movie, the Jessica Chastain about Osama bin Laden? Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, I didn't see. And I like him. I'm just saying, like, if he's your second choice after Josh Brolin, that just seems odd.
It does seem weird.
Yeah.
The Sylvester Stallone written thriller Homefront, he's not in it. He didn't direct it, but he wrote the screenplay, starring James Franco, Jason Statham, Winona Ryder, and Clancy Brown. It's about a retired DEA agent who moves into a neighborhood with a meth lab. And then things start to go bad. And then the companion piece to Best Man Holiday is called Black Nativity. It's Cassie Lemon's latest film, which stars Forest Whitaker, Angela Bassett, Tyrese Gibson, and Jennifer Hudson. And it is a holiday musical.
Okay. Of course it is.
Very, you know, Afrocentric.
Urban.
Sorry.
The lingo is
sorry,
urban.
It's urban. Yes. God, urban. Please. Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, Red 2, which is the sequel with Bruce Willis and Helen Mirren and John Malkovich. I went to the original press conference for the first film and could not have been more underwhelmed. Mm-hmm. By what these guys had to say, which was basically nothing. Bruce sat at the table and just sneered the entire time when people asked questions. He was a total prick.
Well, yeah, but isn't that what you want from him?
I guess. But why bother to hold a press conference if you're not going to answer any questions?
Because you can sit there and stare at people.
Wow.
Duh.
Wow. Breaking Bad, the final season, and Breaking Bad, the complete series, both arrive on Tuesday.
Oh, man, I got to hurry up.
Yeah. Mystery Science Theater's 25th anniversary collection is out, which includes a couple of episodes, great episodes, one of which is Mitchell, starring Joe Don Baker, which it was Joel Hodgson's last episode before he left the Satellite of Love and Mike Nelson took over the show.
Okay.
That's fantastic. Ethan Hawke and Selena Gomez in the less than impressive thriller Getaway. The two of them are trapped in a car and have somebody, I forget who is the bad guy, but is controlling their every move. And then Bill Cosby's stand-up from Comedy Central Far From Finished hits DVD this week as well.
Nice.
So, over at Redbox, we have the horror thriller The Conjuring, the terrible comedy The Internship, Disney's Planes, Steve Carell's comedy The Way, Way Back, and then a weird movie called Food Fight, which stars vintage retail product cartoon icons. Mm-hmm. Charlie Tuna, the Vlasic Stork, the nice. Twinkie Cowboy, Aunt Jemima. So it says this grocery store closes, apparently, and they bring in this Brand X, who is like this evil character, and all of these icons must get together and battle Brand X.
Excellent.
But it's got all these voices, like Charlie Sheen voices a character. It was just, I don't know, very weird.
All right, then.
Weird.
Charlie Sheen.
Speaking of weird, over at Netflix, we've got a handful of new Mystery Science Theater episodes and some that had been available before that kind of went away and are back again. Michael Cera in this drug comedy called Crystal Fairy, which he's supposed to be very good in, but God only knows. Sharknado is finally hitting Netflix this week.
Nice.
So yeah, if you haven't seen it before, here's your chance.
Woo!
There's a 2000 Lego Marvel Universe, which there's a video game coming out this week, which I've already ordered for my nephew because he's already excited about playing the next Lego game.
Yeah.
But it's a movie tie-in. They did this with the Batman Lego release as well. So they kind of take the animation that they did for the video game and make a movie out of it, like a short 50-minute movie.
Right.
So that's called Marvel Maximum Overload. And then there's a thriller or horror movie called Grabbers that looks like some kind of alien is taking over the Earth and these people have to fight it. But it stars Coupling's Richard Coyle.
Nice!
Who we haven't seen in forever.
Oh, that'll be totally worth watching just
for
him.
Right. So that's on Netflix this week.
Okay. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah. Over at Hulu, we've got Chuck Jones' 1975 animated classic, Rikki Tikki Tavi.
Oh, scared the crap out of me as a kid, but I could never stop watching.
Snakes. Damn snakes.
Oh.
There's a Ben Affleck movie from 2007 called Man About Town. I have no idea. I've never heard of this film. But Christian Slater is in it, and there's other people. Yeah, you look it up while I'm reading the rest of these.
I am. Can you hear me type?
Yep. Riff Tracks episode The Devil's Hand. So if you want kind of the counter to M Mystery Science Theater, it's Mike Nelson and Kevin Murphy and Bill Corbett doing their riffs on a bad movie. And then there's a 2002 film called Joshua, starring Tony Goldwyn and F. Murray Abraham, about the second coming of Christ.
Okay, sorry, I'm distracted. I'm reading about Man About Town.
That's right.
I can't be dealing with Christ right now. Hello?
So, I don't know. If you want really bizarre stuff, Hulu is the place to go. Like, if you don't want your normal kind of movies and you're looking for something completely off the wall, just step over to Hulu Plus for a while and there's plenty of stuff over there to check out.
Oh, yeah.
So, does that movie ring a bell for you at all? Man About Town? No, me either.
No, it's crap. And even looking at like the DVD cover, it looks like a crap, like made for TV thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rebecca Romijn's in it.
Oh.
And John Cleese is in it.
What?
Gina Gershon, Jerry O'Connell, Cal Penn.
This must have gone direct to DVD.
Howard Hessman? Adam Goldberg?
Holy crap. How did they pay all these people?
I don't know what they paid him with. I don't know or what. Yeah. What they blackmailed him with.
Wow.
So anyhow, on IMDb, it is a 5 out of 10 rating from the users.
That's why we've never heard of it.
All right, then.
All right, that's all I've got for physical and streaming media this week.
Okay, well, let's see. We finally got all of our fall premieres done, right?
Okay.
Like last week. And now we're into all of our Christmas specials.
Oh, boy.
So, but starting Tuesday, not quite a Christmas special. Dancing with the Stars, the season finale, is on ABC.
Already? Wow.
And then, yeah, CBS, blowing its wad early.
What?
Rudolph and the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Already?
Tuesday night.
Damn.
What the what?
Slow it down, people.
Thank you. All right. And then Food Network, the season premiere of Chopped, is on Tuesday. And then Boston's Finest is back on TNT. That's produced by Donnie Wahlberg. And it's a reality, but not a typical reality. It's about Boston police officers.
Okay.
And actually, one of the stars of it recently passed away.
Oh.
So I don't know if he's in the, had filmed for this next season or not. Mm. But, all right, that's back Tuesday. Wednesday, we go full force into specials. NBC, so not this week, but on December 5th, they have The Sound of Music Live, starring Carrie Underwood.
That's right. I've been trying to block that out.
Okay, but that special is going to be on December 5th. Oh. But this Wednesday, they're having a special, The Making of The Sound of Music Live.
Oh, my God.
Like, really. Like, one spot. We have a special for the special. All right. So Wednesday night, that's followed by a special Saturday Night Live Thanksgiving episode on NBC.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving, so during the day, CBS has Thanksgiving Day Parade and football. NBC has the Macy's Parade and the National Dog Show.
Right.
And then football. but in the evening on Thanksgiving, ABC is where it's at. They have Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Nice.
And then Lady Gaga and the Muppets Thanksgiving special.
What?
Yeah, Lady Gaga, I think it was last year, maybe it was the year before, but she had a Thanksgiving special kind of thing.
Okay.
But this year, she invited the Muppets to join her.
Wow.
Okay. She's kind of a living Muppet.
Yeah, this is true.
In my opinion. So.
This is true.
All right. Friday, CBS is back. Friday and Saturday nights with specials. Friday, Hoops and Yo-Yo Ruin Christmas and Elf on a Shelf. And then Saturday, The Flight Before Christmas and The Story of Santa Claus.
So Hoops and Yo-Yo are the Hallmark characters.
Right.
Who do all the sound cards.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So.
And this is their first foray into full-length animation.
Christmas with them. How exciting. All right. And then Sunday, of course, technically starts 25 Days of Christmas on ABC Family.
Okay.
Even though they've got stuff running this week. But technically, it's not part of 25 Days of Christmas.
All right.
Because then they have to change the name.
Yep. God forbid.
Yeah. Music this week. Broadway theater fans. Christine Ebersole.
Oh.
Album.
Wow.
Called Strings Attached.
Nice.
And then Pete John Doe. The original studio cast recording.
Okay.
It's out this week. And then, okay. So, like, last year, America's Got Talent.
Yes.
The winner was, like, these dogs, performing dogs.
What?
The Olate dogs.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, they have a Christmas album out.
Oh, God.
The Olate Dogs Christmas.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So that's our big Christmas album.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, you can start stocking up on that to give that away in a month.
Yeah.
All right. It has been a long time since we've said it, but he's back.
James Patterson.
Yes. Number 21 of the Alex Cross series.
Wow.
Comes out this week. And that book is called Cross My Heart, because we have to have a play on words. It's James Patterson.
Right.
Come on. And then, okay, Miss Cherry Pie. From the Warrant video?
Yes.
Bobby Brown?
Yeah.
Now with an IE, not a Y, not
right.
That Bobby Brown. The blonde Bobby Brown. She actually has a memoir out called Dirty Rocker Boys.
Oh, boy. About all the guys she shtupped?
Yeah. Well, she was married to, what was it, Janie Lane, the lead singer for Warrant.
Oh, all right.
After she showed her cherry pie in the video.
All right.
All right. And then another memoir. David Beckham.
Ooh.
By David Beckham is out this week. And then an interesting, kind of coffee table photography book.
Yep.
Richard Corman, Madonna NYC 83.
Huh.
And so before she became Madonna,
right,
she was just some cute girl named Madonna. She did a bunch of modeling and stuff in New York. So this is a bunch of pictures of her, but it's a lot about the city at that time, too.
Okay.
So, if you're a big fan of hers, or, you know, kind of you were in New York in the 80s,
yeah,
you might want to check that out.
Cool.
And then, Happily Ever After, The Life-Changing Power of a Grateful Heart by Trista Sutter.
Yeah.
She was, like, a loser on the first series of The Bachelor, and then she was, like, the first bachelorette.
Yeah.
And she's, like, the one relationship that has lasted.
Oh.
Married, had a couple kids. They, like, live in Colorado or something. Even though I know they spend time in California, because I once was walking down Santa Monica Beach with a friend, and she kind of grabbed me.
Yeah.
And looked, and I'm like, who? And I did recognize him even then I watched the show. Tristan, I think it's Ryan. It's
wow.
Kids are walking down Santa Monica Beach.
Well, you know all the people we've run into. It's just not unusual to see somebody.
No, it's not.
You can spit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my favorite, though, was Andie MacDowell when we saw her without makeup on. And
yeah.
She always looks so flawless. And
like, yeah, you want to go to Hollywood? You want to see people?
Yeah.
You just see them walking down the street. You see them at the grocery store. And
yeah.
They are. They're wearing, like, their Uggs and,
right,
you know, their hair in a ponytail and no makeup. And that was when I kind of walked by her. And I stopped and went, huh, that was Andie MacDowell.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right.
That's weird.
Yes. So, speaking of famous people,
yes.
So Amanda Peet,
yes,
the actress,
yes,
she actually has a new play she wrote.
Really?
Opened MTC's New York City Center Stage 1. It's called The Commons of Pensacola.
Okay.
It's a family drama.
Yeah.
But it is starring Blythe Danner.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mama.
Yeah.
Paltrow.
Yeah.
And Sarah Jessica Parker.
Interesting.
Back on the stage where she got her start. Yeah. And as, I mean, she's not like she ever left it.
No.
Left the New York stage. I mean, even she was doing Sex and the City and stuff. She's regularly performs.
As does her husband.
Yes. So anyhow, that's a new one. It's not getting great reviews. But if you are fans of any of those actresses, you may want to check that out.
Yeah, at some point when my schedule slows down, I will make it down to New York City to see a show.
Yep.
But now that I'm booked through the end of March, that's
okay, so this summer, maybe.
Maybe this summer, yeah.
All right,
we
then.
We'll see.
Yeah.
In entertainment news, more than 10 million Brits turned in to watch the live broadcast of Doctor Who's 50th anniversary special.
I'm sure.
And it's an estimated audience of 15 million who saw it at that time, you know, because it was simulcast around the world. And I want to say it was like 2:45 Eastern time.
Yeah, it was like afternoon here.
Yeah, and I was in the middle of a show, so I didn't see it. But, yeah, big numbers. And like I said, everyone has been very respectful about not spoiling anything for the people who haven't seen it. So kudos to the Doctor Who fans. For your fellow Whovians who are still yet to catch up on it. But from what I've heard in generic hushed tones, it is impressive from start to finish.
Yeah, well, Neil Gaiman tweeted that he cried twice.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Wow. The animated fan base is up in arms this morning after Seth MacFarlane and his Family Guy creative team killed off the...
Wait, spoiler!
Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler!
Okay, go ahead.
Killed off the Griffin family dog, Brian.
I know, seriously. That's...
People are really upset about this.
Do you guys think he's not going to come back?
I don't know.
I'm assuming he's going to come back.
The Simpsons are supposed to kill off another major character, although Mrs. Krabappel just passed away. I mean, Marcia Wallace passed away.
They aren't going to recast.
Okay.
But that's not the big, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Because I think the last time it was Flanders' wife that met some terrible fate.
Yeah.
So now he's a single dad.
And then, well, no, Mrs. Krabappel.
What?
He, like, married Mrs. Krabappel.
Oh, I didn't know that. I haven't watched the show in a long time. I didn't know that.
So.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. But that kind of be, you know, it's November sweeps, right? They do it in November. They do it in February. Yeah. They try and get the ratings up by doing some kind of stunt. And God forbid, Family Guy has outlived its usefulness. I mean, nobody. It was canceled, and then it came back, and now it's still going stronger than anybody ever gave it credit for.
Yeah.
So, but I know a lot of people who watch it and love it and quote it all the time. All right, so tell me what the deal with this Nick Cage, Charlie Sheen thing is.
So some guy, some loser guy in Hollywood, hang around, whatever, like, broke in and stole the sex tape with Nick Cage and then was trying to sell it. But then it ends up he might have a sex tape of Charlie Sheen. I don't know how people get other people's sex tapes, but somehow this happens in Hollywood. But then he supposedly has one with Charlie Sheen. So then, what is it, like a week ago, this guy went for a walk and his dog showed up back at home without him and, like, covered in blood. Like all of that. And the dog's, like, whining outside his house.
Yeah.
And so everybody thought he, like, Charlie Sheen had him killed.
Yeah.
And then he did show back up, but he said he was kidnapped.
Huh.
So there are at least 3 crazy men in Hollywood.
At least. Jeez. I mean, there's probably only 3 sane men in Hollywood. So
that's true. But anyhow, I don't know. This is like a developing story.
All right.
And we'll have to see if this is all bullshit or if really somebody had him kidnapped or... Oh, who knows?
Unbelievable. In weirder news, Wilmer Valderrama is going to headline Robert Rodriguez's television adaptation of From Dusk Till Dawn.
Huh.
Based on the film that he and Quentin Tarantino created together.
Yeah.
I mean, that was back when it was Clooney and Tarantino.
Clooney and Tarantino.
And Selma Hayek. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right.
We'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, sure, we will.
Katie Couric has...
I want to see what happens with that. You guys are welcome to.
Yeah. And I don't even know what network it's going to be on. So I didn't even read that far. I just saw the headline and went, interesting. Katie Couric is leaving ABC News, which, to be honest, I forgot she was even with ABC News because she has her own talk show now. But she's going to anchor Yahoo's global internet news service.
Okay.
Which I don't know how many people actually watch, like, video news on the internet. I mean, it's pretty much...
I watch it more there than on the TV. I don't watch it on the TV ever.
But you do, like, clips, like a story clip. Not, like, right. You don't sit down and watch a half-hour newscast.
No.
No. So I'm curious to see how that's going to... what their business model is for that and how that's going to work. Now, the rumors still abound that she is going to replace the retiring Barbara Walters on The View. And her people are saying, no, that's not true, but the rumor is persisting.
Mm. Okay.
But Barbara's not, I think her contract runs through the spring or something.
Yeah.
And then Mystery Science Theater fans can rejoice because for several years, right after they started on Comedy Central, did this Thanksgiving Day marathon, where they would play, I don't know, 6 or 8 episodes of Mystery Science Theater, and there would be these wraparounds the whole time. So it'd be, you know, and it wouldn't be live, it would be taped, but there were all this stuff. And people would, you know, like Twilight Zone now on New Year's Eve is the big event.
Right.
You know, you'll see everybody tweeting about it. So this was a big event back in the 90s. And what Joel Hodgson is doing this year is he's set up a website to stream it. So they're going to do another Turkey Day marathon with several episodes. And he will be doing live commentary in between the episodes.
Oh, cool.
So it'll be a nice return to form, something we haven't seen in like 20 years. So very cool. But that's all I have for entertainment news this week.
You're not going to talk about Jonah Hill's brother.
Oh, I completely forgot about that.
Come on, how can you not mention this one? Because it's updated. Did you see the update?
I did not see the update.
Okay, well, you saw the beginning. I'll tell the...
So we got a news story this week that said Clint Eastwood's daughter, Francesca, has married Jonah Hill's brother in Las Vegas at one of those Elvis wedding chapels.
Yep.
Now, she was dating on their reality show with her mother, or stepmother.
Stepmother.
That she was dating this well-known photographer who was freaky and had bizarre tendencies or violent tendencies or something. So I don't know how this whole Jonah Hill's brother thing came about, but...
He's like a manager.
Yeah.
He really is. And actually, I didn't know this. Their father is.
Oh, really?
I was just reading a Lenny Kravitz, like 20 questions with Lenny Kravitz, because he's in the Hunger Games.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And like Jonah Hill's dad is his manager.
Shut up.
Or agent, whatever it is. Yeah. So anyhow, the family is like completely in the business. But yeah. Okay. So update to the story.
Yes.
Yeah. They filed for annulment.
Yeah. It was a drunk thing, wasn't it?
It was just a Vegas crazy thing. It was a Britney Spears thing, baby. So annulments have been filed.
Yeah. She showed up at some premiere or a press event a day or so after and, of course, wasn't wearing the wedding ring. And, you know, TMZ are like hawks when it comes to things like this.
Oh, yeah. So Jonah Hill was only related to Clint Eastwood for like a week.
Which I'm sure Clint is also impressed.
I know, especially with, like, Thanksgiving. At least go through Thanksgiving, people. Do the Eastwood Hill, like, Thanksgiving? Come on. Such an opportunity missed.
Well, as we transition into Kardashian news, are Kim and Kanye still together?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Oh, they are so together. They are together on a motorcycle.
Oh, boy.
So, his latest video is called Bound 2. Like the number 2.
Yeah.
And it is, now, I don't like Kanye, like, as a person. I don't think he's a decent person.
He's a jerk.
I like some of his music, especially his earlier stuff. I think he's got talent. You know? I do.
But his talent pales in comparison to his ego.
Yeah, exactly. But this video and song is the worst thing he has ever put. It is the worst song. I mean, like, his lyrics aren't always, like, the most brilliant.
Yes.
But he does have some interesting... It's just bad lyrics. The video is ridiculous. It's like, there's horses running, and then there's, like, a sunset, and then it's him and Kim. Of course, she's topless on, like, a motorcycle, but you can tell the motorcycle's not moving. Like, the background's moving. It's just, like, cheesy. It looks like it's a parody. It looks like it shouldn't be a real video. It should be a parody video and song.
Oh, my God.
So it really didn't need the parody that James Franco and Seth Rogen did.
No.
Thank God they did.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
So Bound 3. Get your asses on your computer now. Google Bound 3 and watch it. So Rogen?
Yes.
Does the Kim Kardashian
oh, no.
parts. Franco does all the like lip sync and rap into the Kanye song, and he does the Kanye part.
Oh, shit.
So in case you guys didn't know, or, you know, couldn't guess, because it's really not a shocker, Seth Rogen has a really hairy back. We get to see his boobs in their glory, and we get to see Rogen's hairy back, and it's, you know, like, seriously. That go watch the Kanye one and laugh your ass off.
Yeah.
And then put it back on and watch the Franco and Rogen one and laugh off again. For the right reasons this time.
Wow.
Oh my God. You seriously go. Wait, 30 seconds when we're done, you better be watching it.
See, this is what I love the internet for. It's the ability to do something on the fly very quickly,
yeah.
Get it up, and then millions of people
oh, yeah.
are exposed to it.
It's, yeah, it's excellent. All right.
Wow. And on that happy note, we'll wrap things up. Actually, do we have a contest this week?
We do. It's right. Let me tell you the title, and then I'll tell you what it's about. It's called Wong Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes.
It's comedian Christina Wong,
oh.
and it's her one-woman show.
Nice.
And this I did not know. It's actually, it sounds depressing, but she is a comedian, so it's there is humor in it, too.
Yeah.
There's high rates of depression and suicide amongst Asian American women.
Oh.
They have some of the higher rates. And so that's kind of her basis for the show.
Okay.
So, which, again, sounds surprising, but she's a comedian, so I promise it'll be funny, too.
Nice.
So, and it's won awards and stuff. So, Wong Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is very our cool. contest this week.
All right. Well, we wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving, at least our American listeners. The Canadians had their Thanksgiving back in October.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back next week on Cyber Monday.
Back next week when it's December already.
Oh, God, don't say that. Where did this year go?
Well, November 25th is when the show comes out. So exactly 1 month till Christmas.
Damn it.
Yep.
All right. Well, I've got a lot to do between now and the end of the year, so I'll get started now.
All right.
Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, thank you guys for reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, for checking out the beta news site at DailyVerdict.com, and, of course, for listening to all the podcasts at DVDverdictPresents.com. So until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
We'll have early morning madness. We'll have magic in the making. Yes. Everything's as if we never said goodbye.